Well, now it's time for kitchen science. Time to get all experimental, and this week Dave is demonstrating a new use for CDs.
Hello and welcome to Kitchen Science. Today we're at Long Road Sixth Form College and Dave has brought us an experiment with light. Now Dave, you've just filled this room with various different light bulbs. You've got a glowing orange street lamp, an energy saving bulb, an old fashioned incandescent bulb. What on earth are we doing?
Well, you may have seen really funky colours in CDs, so we're going to do a whole experiment about that.
Fantastic. And joining us for the experiment today are students here at Long Road College. I've got Oz with me. Hi, Oz.
Hi.
And Martin as well. Hello.
Hi.
Have you ever noticed how you see funky patterns in the back of CDs?
Yeah.
Did you think that you might be able to get a science experiment out of looking at those patterns?
No.
You've obviously got a bit of a hill to climb here. Dave, what do we need to do?
If you've got a CD and you have a normal conventional light bulb, you've got to be able to move the CD so you can see a really multicoloured, sort of splurgy version of that light bulb.
So rather than just a pure reflection like you'd see in a mirror, there should be a sort of multicoloured, slightly blurred version.
Yeah, that's right. I want people at home to look at as many different types of light bulbs, street lights, energy-saving normal light bulbs, maybe LED torches. Have a look at them in a CD and see if there's anything different about them. If you use a commercial silver CD, you ought to do better and get a better reflection than a CDR.
So we have a conventional light bulb, energy saver, and your street lamp here. Why would we expect there to be a difference?
Well, they all produce light in a very different way, so it could look different.
So, Oz, would you expect to see a difference, or would you expect the same pattern in all of them?
Difference.
And Hermione, what do you think?
I reckon it depends on the shape of the light bulb.
So we have our different light bulbs, and we want you to try this out at home using any old CD, and we will come back to you later on in the show.
So go on, have a try now. Grab a CD, commercial ones are the best. Use it as a mirror to look at as many different sources of light as possible. Move the CD around and let us know what you see. Why don't you send us an email, chris@thenakedscientist.com.